Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, step right up to the show that never ends. That's right, it's the Indie Circuit, the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. Ooh, exclusive makes it sound like, wow, you're really in the know. Ah, yes, this is show 165, if you're keeping track at home, and I think you should be. My name is Mal, and welcome. Pull up a seat. Listen to some independent music, which means zany music. Hey, I got a new band this week. Huh? Trailside Phantoms. It's, I'll be breaking their stuff. They sent an EP along, got some good tunes to play. Also, they have a upcoming release, which I think is tonight. Oof. That's the horrors of not doing live shows. But, hey, name's out there, right? Of course it is. Last weekend, I went to a pinball tournament down at our friends at projectpinball.org. You know them. I always say, hey, make sure you go to projectpinball.org and, give them some money, donate some money. Hey, buy some raffle tickets. It still goes to the good cause. It's 501c, and it helps put pinball machines into children's hospitals and recovery units and stuff for children. So you feel good about it, and maybe you win some pinball swag. I don't really like that word, but I use it sometimes. I try not to, though. You know, like there's those hip words that come up every now and then, you're like, nah, I don't really like that word. But I have to be in the cool zone, you know. Oh, I've been out of the cool zone for years. Here's some ghastly ones, won't you?
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
The Ghastly Ones invite you to be horrified to the point of sheer panic as they transport you to the darkest depths of the bone-chilling night. Don't be surprised if you find yourself changing from the gentle soul you are into a werewolf, evil space robot, or some other monster. Instead, just relax and enjoy the experience.
Thank you. Now let's join the ghastly ones as they cruise down the Pacific. Ghost Highway.
Hey, did you guys ever notice that big gray castle up on the hill?
You mean that creepy looking thing over there?
Yeah, that one.
I've never seen it before.
Looks pretty spooky.
Hey, look, there's a beat up old mailbox. It says, Dr.
Diablo, that's Dr. Diablo's place.
Hey, I've heard about him. I hear he's got go-go ghouls.
Yeah, that place is definitely haunted. Man, what was that sound? We should go and check it out, huh?
Yeah, let's go in and poke around.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Our planet may be doomed, our Earth devastated. The monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos. Godzilla is laying waste to New York. Rodan is attacking Moscow. Manda is smashing London, and Peking trembles under the wrath of Mothra. Our battle cry must be, destroy all monsters. Who can say which country or city will be next? We must unite and destroy all monsters. Is there a way to defend against Godzilla, Rodan, Manda, and Mothra? The answer is no. Let our battle cry be, destroy all monsters. Be prepared. See for yourself, in color from American International. Destroy all monsters. This picture is rated G for general audiences. Destroy all monsters.
Silence, Earthling!
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
Darth Vader from planet Vulcan. I love that guy. All right, that was The Ghastly Ones from A Haunting We Will Go. Ooh, spooky. I played An Invitation, Ghastly Stump, Hangmen, Hang Ten, Thunderhead, and Pacific Ghost Highway. Ooh, scary. Good guys. Love their music. They have a lot of different CDs out, or LPs, whatever you want to call them. Flying Saucers Over Van Nuys, The Unearthed Gears and Ghoulfinks, and Unearthed, and All Plastic Assembly Kit. And I don't know what English is. Aw, that's sad. And I talk into a microphone. Not for a living, but for fun and profit. No, not the profit part, but for fun. So, I'm dumb. Anyway, yeah, so make sure you check them out. The Ghastly Ones, of course. They have a website. I'm sure if you type The Ghastly Ones into the internet, it'll say, here, go here. Or it'll say, go to Facebook. Or it'll say, Mao's dumb. I hope it doesn't say that. I hope you don't say that. But we are what we are. So anyway, yes, as I was started to say, we went down, whoa, my throat, went down to the Project Pinball event. It was a pin golf. It was a really interesting tournament. I didn't compete, just volunteered to help keep things moving. And, they were thankful, you know, to have extra hands helping out, because usually that's a luxury they don't have. I didn't really feel like competing, so I was like, what can I do to help out? I don't have any money, so I'll just go and give time. Because either you have time or you have money, but you usually don't have both. So, it was a fun time. They're great guys. Make sure you go to projectpinball.org, won't you? Oh my gosh, and this podcast, or this radio show, is now being recorded before a live feline audience. It's Bring Your Cat to Work Day, and now my cat Destructo has snuck into Radio St. Pete headquarters recording studio, and they don't know he's here. I don't know if they know I'm here. I sneak in at night. But that's okay. Hey, whatever you got to do to spread the word of independent music, right? boy, I did want to say that the new band we got, Trailside Phantoms, they're doing their release party, their EP release party, May 6th. That's today. So yes, today at the Emerald in downtown St. Pete, with support from My Wild Heaven. reunion set, and DJ Vague. DJ Vague. Wow. All right, I'm gonna have to put some of this information out on the website, the Indie St. Pete or the Indie Shows website, so you can. The Indie Circuit. What am I doing? My God, my brain just frazzled. I'm looking at this techno raccoon. These guys have some good graphic artists working for them. I will do some bumpers this week and make sure I get their word out so they get a good push, because they were good guys. You know, they were very enthusiastic, gave us the music, and said, hey, thanks. And that's always nice to hear thanks. It's a rarity. But what are you going to do? So, yeah, after the drove down to Naples, and that's where the Project Pinball place is, had some fun, met some people, you know, and I put in my money and played some pinball all day. Not to compete, just to have fun. Oh, my God. Boy, I came back all hopped up and went out and found a new EM pinball machine, electromechanical. Those are the ones that have not a lot of computer parts in them. They're just the old ones from the 70s, 60s, 70s, you know, well, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I like the older ones a little bit better. I don't know. I mean, I like the new ones, of course. They're very flashy and they yell things and lots of bright lights or make your brain go haywire. But the older ones with the old bells and a click, clink, clang, clang, and, you know, just has a much more original feel. And they're a little bit slower, but it's still very challenging, you know. So I ended up picking up one of those from down in Sarasota. So I took the trip across the bridge, found a decent one, you know, and now the restoration begins. Because these old machines, I'm a little bit finicky, so I'm going to have to pick around and give them some love, and I'll keep you posted on when that is up and running and ready to go. But you didn't come here for pinball talk, or did you? Oh my God, that'd be great if you did. You didn't. All right, here's some music. This is going to be the Trailside Phantoms.
Nervous?
Yes.
First time?
No, I've been nervous lots of times.
that the lie that I'll believe. Fill me up, you set me free. Is that the lie that I'll believe? That hope keeps changing. That hope keeps changing. That hope keeps changing.
I'm not afraid to die. more prophetic than his prediction of space travel in Things to Come. More imaginative than his laser beams in War of the Worlds. More frightening than his warning of nuclear holocaust in The Time Machine. From H.G. Wells, history's most incredible prophet, now comes his most incredible story, Empire of the Ants. A terrifying tale of civilization fighting for survival against armies of giant ants, 10 feet tall, who control the human population by drugging them into submission. And man the master becomes man the slave. Joan Collins, Robert Lansing, H.G. Wells, Empire of the Ants, from American International Pictures. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Empire of the Ants. They shall inherit the Earth sooner than you think.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Rocky Peak Surprise. I got troubled times in my life, and though I seek, I rarely find a solution to define.
Give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Oh yeah, groovy. So that was, on the first side of the break, that was the Trailside Phantoms with Changing and Suddenly. Two separate things. And then on the other side of the break, I came back with POW! Colorado and Troubled Skies. Troubled Skies and Colorado. I don't know if that means anything. I don't think it does. So, yes, I will try to... I'll put their information out on our Facebook page. You know, so go to the Indie Circuit on Facebook and say, hey, hi, Mal. I like that thing you do. And also check out the promotional information for the Trailside Phantoms for their release. Maybe I'll make up a bump or two and ask Radio St. Pete Corporate Headquarters, I say, please, sir, would you please drop this in for me, sir? And they'll be like, no. And I'll be like, okay, then I'll go to the editor and I'll give him a dollar and say, hey, here's a dollar, you want to drop that in? He'd be like, whatever. It's just how it works. That's not how it works at all. Oh my God, I just make things up. Speaking of making things up, the draft happened, and now I don't have TV. I don't know nor care anything about it. It's funny. You buy into the hype, like, you know, I used to watch I had cable, and then, a lot of the jobs in my corporation are being outsourced to India, so then I stopped getting cable, because all of a sudden I was like, I think I need that money a lot more than the cable company, so you cut out all the unnecessaries, and, that was one that went pretty early, the cable. It was on the fence anyway. I didn't really think I was getting my money's worth, as it were, years before, the hype around the draft. Oh my God, this team's going to be like the greatest ever, or this team's going to be... No, nothing. The draft doesn't mean anything. I mean, it really doesn't. They've created like this hype machine around it that is so funny. People are like, oh my God, my team screwed up so bad. No, your team screwed up long ago by bad management and mishandling players and everything. So, yeah, the draft is meaningless, but we all buy into the hype because it's just this big thing that keeps churning out money. And they're like, hey, ride those rails, you know. Think back to, like, some things are important. Trying to get young talent for an offensive or defensive line. But how many times has an unknown quarterback out of the sixth round is now the best quarterback in the history of the world? Ever. Greatest ever. They love saying that stuff, too. Greatest ever of all time? Wow. You gotta be kidding me. It's just one of those things that they keep over-sensationalizing everything to make sure that they keep the audiences intact. And, so this year, the draft came and went, and I didn't know nor care about any of it. I casually glanced at a few things online and went, whatever. And then I realized pro football is like wrestling. You know, people in wrestling, professional wrestling, you know, entertainment sports, they come and go, and you're like, wasn't there a guy that used to have, like, a banana head or something like that? And you'd be like, oh, I don't know. Well, who cares? Look at this now. And that's exactly what the NFL is, too. You know, fight like crazy, play for 3 years, blow your knees out, hope you made enough to live on. Which some did, some do, and most don't. Just like the rest of life. Aw, Mao's a downer this week. I'll try better to be happier. Because we all know what's coming up on the other side of this break, don't we? That's right. Because a day without the 5-6-7-8s is like a day without sunshine, y'all.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
A whisper of death stirred the house, and it screamed, murder, murder!
This school specializes in students whose character is, difficult. In order to bring them back to the right path, I must run this establishment with a firm hand.
This was a strange kind of girls' school, where unholy horror haunts the innocent and the wicked are filled with distorted desires.
Every 3 weeks, a young man comes to visit here. Each time, one of us has a chance to meet him. Next time, it'll be my turn.
The House That Screamed is a finishing school for depravity, evil, and murder. See Lily Palmer as the mistress who teaches everything in The House That Screamed, in color, rated GP.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
Come on, Bob, with the twist! Come on, baby, born the twist! You're gonna be a celebrity!
can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that was the 5678s from Bomb the Twist. I played Bomb the Twist, Jane in the Jungle, Three Cool Chicks, one of my favorites, Guitar Date, and of course, the world-famous, Kill Bill famous, Woohoo, which is also on a Verizon commercial for a while. Man, you gotta love it. I love it. That's what, and you should too. Go to 5678s.com or I think it's the5678s.com or, of course, Facebook and thing and stuff. And check out Time Bomb Records as well. They are in Japanese, but they're English-friendly, and they also mail to America. So support the people that support me and us and your ears with great music. Aw, support systems. I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. I'm trying to think. Oh, so make sure you check out the Trailside Phantoms. Make sure you check out projectpinball.org. And, of course, the Ghastly Ones are always friends of the show, friends of everyone's, friends of the Earth's. And then, of course, go get all that 5678's merch and support those gals who are rocking. They're coming, actually, they're coming to up to America. I want to say, where are they at? Gosh, I can't remember because it's too far away for me. It's on the East Coast, Upper East Coast somewhere. So check that out. If you can make it, you probably would be glad you did. My name's Mal. This has been the Indie Circuit. We'll see you next week, everyone.